You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, I'm gonna do it raw. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France... Montreal? What the f***?
It's a script!
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Hello and welcome to the Student Special Hour. I'm Hallie Bertrand and I'm three-thirds of your host this week. Thanks for tuning in. We have a special show for you this week. I'm doing a show based on a show. So later today, I'm going to a show at Lanaloo's hosted by Kingfisher Blues, featuring our Ariel, Plaza's, Hansmull, Big Goose, and Only Wolf. And I thought it would be nice to do a show dedicated to those artists because we have a couple of Vancouverites in there, a couple of Victoria residents in there, and our Ariel's from Phoenix, Arizona. So... let's get started with a track from our Ariel. This one is called First, and it's off of her brand new album, Identified Demon, which came out on the 2nd of June. So here you go.
Let your heart stay. No. Thank you.
Been listening to the Student Special Hour. I'm three-thirds of your host, Halla Bertrand, and we've been listening to a playlist that will all be played live later tonight at Lanaloo's. So we heard a song called First by R. Ariel and then Phenomena by Plazas, who's a really cool Vancouverite and who was recently coordinated Vancouver's newest pop princess by Discorder magazine. After that, we heard Windowpane by Big Goose, Gypsy Clouds by Only Wolf, and Watermelon Sugar by Hans Moll. Hans Moll is from Victoria, and she is one of my favorite artists, I think, of all time. So we went through a full round of all the artists that will be playing tonight, and I thought we would take a little break to talk about some events that are going to be coming up later this week. So obviously there's the event which this music is stemming from. That's going to be tonight at 8 p.m. through midnight at Lanaloo's, which is 362 Powell Street. And all of those groups will be playing, and entry is $10. So I'll be there. The other one-third of your normal host, Lucy, will be there as well. So come say hi to us and come listen to some really nice, dreamy, synthy pop with us. So I'm joined right now by another staffer here at CITR, Jonathan Q.
Hey, Hal. How's it going?
I'm well. How are you, John?
I'm all right. I'm like looking at the crossword from today's, what is this, Metro? Georgia Strait? It's so 24 hours. It's not a very good magazine, actually. It came out when, I don't know if you're old enough to remember this, Hala, but, you know, speaking from
I'm
more,
really not that much younger than
from,
you.
From more seasoned students' perspective, back when 24 Hours first came out, I guess I was, like, in high school, and it used to be the most unabashed celebrity rag. The front page would always be about celebrity gossip, and that's what you would get. And then I remember they did some, like, had some meager transformation where now it's like ostensibly a news magazine, but, you know, when it first came out, that was what was on the cover, was always celebrity gossip.
You're right, I actually didn't know that. I think that might more be a comment on the fact that I haven't lived in Vancouver very long versus my age. But anyways, we have some real events that I'd like to talk about.
Real events? This is a real event.
Talking about
newsprint? I think so.
Is it an event though, John? Or is it a presence?
It's like a global event / phenomenon.
Wow.
That's making itself present in the world. So it's also a presence. It's all three of those things.
Alrighty. So coming up tomorrow, Hushpup and the Backhomes are gonna be playing at the Lido. The Backhomes are cool. They played our Discorder fundraiser a couple months back, and that was a really cool show.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of interesting stuff is happening in Victoria right now. You know, it's so expensive to live in Vancouver, but a lot of artists who just love the West Coast and love that environment, and of course, you know, Victoria has a lot of metropolitan elements to it as well. But Backhomes are definitely one of those acts, too, which are sort of like, you hear about them in Vancouver all the time. And I think a lot of Vancouverites wish that they could make the kind of music that a lot of cool Victoria bands are making right now. So, that'll be a really good show to see, I think.
And you were just in Victoria at Pretty Good Not Bad.
Yes.
And so,
how would you like me to talk about that
situation? I guess I just want you to comment on, since you were just there firsthand experiencing that sort of alternative Victoria scene.
Well, I didn't get to experience it per se because the event I attended was not comprised of alternative, necessarily like members of the Victorian music community, or the Victoria music community, perhaps. multiple ones were Vancouverites, and Laurel Halo is American by way of Berlin, where she currently lives right now. A few interesting things to say is that Victoria has always struck me as an interesting hodgepodge of people who listen to alternative music, because there aren't that many venues. There's just not that many places to go see music. So, like, you know, when I was staying there a few years ago, you go down to Logan's Pub and you'd see like alt kids and metalheads and punks, because they would all just go to the same venue, it seems, for a lot of shows, because there weren't that many places to go. And it is also interesting in Victoria actually has a sort of history being a hub of really hardcore genres. Like, Victoria was Canada's black metal capital for a few years during the 90s, I think. There's always been a sort of outsider element that has developed in the Pacific Northwest, but specifically on the islands, like motorcycle clubs, things like that, 99%ers. Or 1%ers, rather. So that's interesting too, because there's a lot of punks and metalheads in Victoria, and it's like quite disproportionate compared to how many young people there are. Like, so that's an interesting element of it too. It feels a bit quote unquote grittier, even though, you know, Victoria is where you go to retire when you're when you're at that age. But it feels a bit grittier, which is interesting.
That is interesting.
And definitely there is like a very cool Victoria sound right now, I think. Artists we featured recently multiple times, artists like Fountain, Painted Fruits, like a very angular, propulsive post-punk sound that, again, like, I think a lot of Vancouverites wish we could claim to be our own, but is definitely something that's like on the fringes for us. So those would be my comments about Victoria.
That was very insightful.
There's a really good waffle place we went to.
It's like in a tourist district.
That's all I had to say about it. I don't even remember the name of the store, actually. It's like across from Chapters. You see, this is what kind of city Victoria is. It's that the Chapters is still Chapters and not an Indigo.
And you can say there's a singular Chapters.
I couldn't, actually. There might be more
there might
than
be
one,
more.
But I.
We don't want to say
far
that
as I know, as far as I know, there's only one. There's only one of them.
Cool.
Another note: A&W is super popular on the West Coast. I had never, or not the West Coast, just in Western Canada. Period. I'd never noticed this before, but you know, going, busing over to Calgary on the 17-hour-long bus ride, there are A&Ws everywhere.
I think that it's also a transitional food, and that I think you're more likely to see it in a transitional space.
Yeah, but
such
you're
a
not, but it's not like it's a regional thing still, because I don't know where A&W is from, but it's definitely not something you'd see in like Montreal or like East Coast generally.
That's probably true. So, getting back to events really briefly before we get back into some music, Canada Day is coming up on Friday, and Vancouver is doing a whole bunch of cool events. There's parades around the city. There's fireworks at night. Granville Island is hosting some music, which will be cool.
Yeah, I actually heard that Gregor Robertson is going to be DJing.
The Gregor Robertson?
I just heard a Gregor Robertson will be DJing.
Okay, so we can't confirm whether it's the.
I mean, I heard about it. You should go ask people. If you hear this right now, you should maybe put it to the top of your queue in terms of questions you greet strangers with.
I agree. After that, Tall Tree Music Festival kicks off on the 30th and runs through the 3rd of July. So that's taking place in Browns Mountain in Port Renfrew, and they have a pretty good lineup actually this year.
For geographically confused Vancouverites, where is that?
Port Renfrew?
Yes.
Not a clue. Never been there. Doubt I'll go. Not on the basis of Tall Tree, because Tall Tree's lineup looks cool, but somewhere in British Columbia.
Somewhere in British Columbia. It's a big province. I think, if there are any Europeans listening to this right now, Canada's very large.
It's quite large.
It's not like Ireland.
So Mother is going to be playing there, Current Swell, Shad, among a whole bunch of cool DJs and other groups. And then a very brief shout out to the students. Summer term starts next week, I believe. And since this is the student special hour, good luck on term two.
Yeah, how have you been feeling about... Oh, here's a student development that we should talk about, actually. The Gallery 2.0 has just been moved upstairs.
That is true.
And this is interesting because it's sort of like a... maybe I should... What do you feel about it, firstly?
I was underage when the gallery was open and I first came to UBC, so I've actually never been to Gallery 1.0 or 2.0.
Sad. Anyhow, the gallery was actually I'm not much of a drinker myself, so I didn't really frequent the gallery, but it was sort of like the pub to go to if you weren't into like the stereotypical university party culture, which was very much concentrated at the Pit. If you're more interested in just going to get a drink in maybe a calmer, quote-unquote cooler atmosphere, that was where a lot of kids found themselves at. And it's interesting because the Gallery 2.0, which is opened in this old nest of ours, is taking up the spot of the Perch, which was this hotly contested haute cuisine restaurant.
Haute cuisine?
Yes, high cuisine restaurant.
You mean O?
I'm sorry?
O? It's pronounced O? Because it's a French word, is what you're trying to say.
I don't speak French.
Okay.
It was this extremely high-priced restaurant, and it was very contentious. So, it's interesting how these things develop at universities around the world as they try and promote themselves in the greater landscape with high-priced food options to lure in the riches from abroad. But, we're fighting back with a gallery that is probably significantly more expensive than the last one that we had.
And on that note, let's get back into some music. I'm going to play a song called I'd Love to Know by Big Goose, followed right after by Your Symptoms by Big Goose. I chose this duo of tracks just because I think it demonstrates the diversity that Big Goose has. They were the song that we just played that was very sort of low-key and very folky, and I think that I'd Love to Know really demonstrates their versatility as a group. So here's that track there for ya.
Understand. I love Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you are now rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Carnaval del Sol, an outdoor Latin fiesta at Concord Pacific Place, is returning on July 9th and 10th. Pack your summer colorful clothes and come eat, play, and live Latin America. Carnaval del Sol is a two-day festival featuring 250 musicians and traditional folk dancers, a culinary show, a World Mini Cup Series soccer tournament, a fashion show, mini chef for kids, Latin American food vendors, and a beer garden. Bring the family and friends. Entrance is free. Enjoy life with Carnaval del Sol on July 9th and 10th at Concord Pacific Place.
You've been listening to the Student Special Hour on CITR 101.9. My name is Hala, and I'm your host for this week. You've been listening just now to a song by Plazas called Silent Empires off of her brand new EP called Empathy. And right before that, we heard a song by R. Ariel called Body off of her album Identify Demon. And then those two back-to-back Big Goose songs, I'd Love to Know and Your Symptoms off of their album Stranger. So I just wanted to read a little quote, actually, written by Britt Bachman when Plazas was featured in Discorder magazine. So Plazas had a really cool article written about her. Plazas is electropop, and she's quick to admit that it's influenced by 80s new wave. Yet unlike new wave that relies on guitars, Plazas uses exclusively synthetic sound. For her, this decision is obvious. Quote, a guitar is the most conservative instrument in the world. I'm trying to show people that a laptop is an instrument, and it makes way cooler sounds than a guitar ever could. End quote. I so identify with the sentiment that she's expressing. As someone who is friends with a lot of people in bands that play instruments, I agree that it is a rather conservative style of an instrument, and that Plaza's style of synth pop using her computer is way more on the edge than other things that would be made with more traditional instruments. So we have a time for a couple more songs. I'm going to play a song by Only Wolf called Petit Oiseau, and that was a single off of his little EP called B-Sides. There's a funny little quote on his Bandcamp for the song. It says, Petit Oiseau, or Little Bird, was written after having a staring match with a yellow bird outside of my house in Vancouver. So here's that song for you right now.
Oh, petit oiseau, looking kind of old, feeling tired. See, standing on a wire, so you're thinking about going home. Will fly. I hope you get there. 'Cause the wind's blowing wild, and tonight be a storm. Thank you. or put your eyes on, sing me one of your songs. Cause it sounds so good, don't think you realize.
You've been listening to the Student Special Hour on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Halla Bertrand, and that's all that we have for you today. Thanks so much for tuning in, and hopefully we see you at the show later tonight at Lanaloo's. Coming up next, we have an interview with Autobahn by our very own music director, Andy Resto, so make sure you stay tuned for that, and have a nice Wednesday.